Gaza's civil defense agency said Israeli strikes on Monday killed at least 16 people across the Palestinian territory, which has been under an Israeli aid blockade for more than 50 days. Israel resumed its military campaign in the Gaza Strip on March 18, a ceasefire agreement that had largely halted the fighting for 2 months before that collapsed over disagreements between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas, whose 2023 attack triggered the war. Gaza's civil defense agency said Monday that 8 people were killed in an Israeli strike on the Abu Mahdi family home in Jabalia, in the north of the territory. They were sleeping in their homes, feeling safe, when missiles hit. "This scene makes the body shiver," said Abdul Majid Abu Mahdi, 67, who added that his brother was killed in the attack. "If a person looked at this scene, they would have seen children, women, and elderly men cut into pieces. It makes the heart ache. But what can we do?" The civil defense agency also reported that an Israeli strike on the Al-Aqsa family home killed 5 people in an area of Khan Yunis in the south. It added that 2 people were killed in an Israeli strike that hit a tent sheltering displaced people in the Al-Shafi'i camp, west of Khan Yunis. One more was killed when an Israeli airstrike targeted the Abu Mazen roundabout area west of Gaza City, it said. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza said on Monday that at least 2,222 people have been killed since Israel resumed strikes, bringing the overall death toll since the war broke out to 52,314.